What is up, everybody? We have 10 minutes to talk with Dan the Man Staton, host of the Elk Shape podcast and the Elk Shape camps and a lot of other stuff. You're making a lot of crazy, awesome, killer hunt videos, tips, fitness stuff. But we're going to stick. We got to keep it tight today. So we're going to talk about these amazing camps that you're putting on, Dan. So question one, what is an Elk Shape camp?
Yes, it is a get together of sorts where I trick people. I disguise it as a come to my camp and learn how to be more successful elk hunting. And we do that pretty well, but it's actually a disguise to come to my camp and let me flip your game upside down on this thing called life. So it's more of a personal development camp. We're going to leverage elk hunting, and you show up to this camp for 3 days, and I'm going to sniff out all of your weaknesses and areas of opportunity, and then I'm going to give you a blueprint on how to mitigate those weaknesses going into the next season. That is what Elk Shape Camp is.
So you're basically deconstructing a person's elk hunting soul and then building it back up where it should be.
You bet. Yeah. You're going to learn how to make elk sounds and shoot your bow better or whatever. But I'm going to basically instill some principles of how to turn up your life to level 10 and get the most out of it. We're going to talk about entrepreneurship, dollars, faith, family, self-discipline, vision boards, the whole thing. When you leave that weekend, you'll be pretty fired up to make 2022 the best year yet.
Dang, I like it. You talk a lot about delayed gratification, Dan. What's going on there?
So when you walk up on a public land bull that took you 10 days to kill, it wasn't those 10 days that led to that final outcome. It was the entire year, the entire process of waking up, doing workouts when you didn't feel like it, skipping out on gas food, gut rot, and eating healthy food, saving money and budgeting family obligations so you can get out there. So to me, it's much more than just like a five-day hunt on an elk. It's a 365-day. It's a culmination of a lot of discipline and a lot of decisions made that led to that moment. And when you walk up to that elk, I don't know what that feeling is, but it comes and goes fast, but I wish I could bottle it up. It is the most rewarding feeling to know that you've just put meat in the freezer for the next year and you did it yourself. So to me, elk hunting is nothing but delayed gratification.
I like that, man. I like the way you describe that too, because like, I think, you know, when you have that, you know, quotation mark success, there's so much work that goes in on the front end of that. And then it's like, and it happens. It finally happens. Hopefully it finally happens. I've been having a little trouble making that happen lately, Dan, but it is so fleeting. It is so fleeting. And I think that's what brings you back, you know, back again. So, all right, you're a hunter. You like to hunt. Maybe you've never hunted before. Maybe you're a new hunter this year. I mean, maybe you've been hunting elk for 10 years, killed 10 bulls. Maybe you've hunted elk for 10 years, killed no bulls. Who should sign up for an elk-shaped camp?
I've been elk hunting for 20 years. I average at least, I don't know, one or two bulls a year, and I would come to this camp to learn because I bring a team of subject matter experts that are mind-blowing, and there's always something to learn because elk hunting is hard. You are signing up to do hard work when you become an elk hunter, and if that's something that interests you, YOLO, you might want to jump on elk hunting. There's only so many Septembers in our life. And I would not squander those. I would not let those slip out of your fingertips. So if you've been thinking about coming out west and chasing your adventures, come do it now and learn how to do it proper. Avoid the old learning curve where you have 5, 6, 7 years of tag soup and you make all the mistakes. Let's condense that down to maybe a year and teach you the best practices. So to me, I think anybody seasoned or completely green will get a lot out of this camp. And remember, I disguise this as an elk hunting camp, but it's much more than that. We're going to flip your game upside down, like I said, and create a blueprint for your personal success.
I like it. So you mentioned, you know, it's not just you, right? It's not just you. You've got a suite of amazing people who can mentor the people who sign up. I know, I don't think it's necessarily the exact same at each one, but maybe drop a couple names that, you know, usual suspects that a person might get some training from at the camp.
Yeah, so at every camp, I bring Mark Livesay from Treeline Pursuits to educate on e-scouting, which is super important if you live in Wisconsin or in the Midwest, you're not driving out scouting. So he's got an amazing amount of information to provide you to how to utilize Google Earth, Gaia, OnX, all these resources. We bring Jeff Bynum because elk hunting is expensive, and he talks you through on how to create hunt budgets and not, you know, blow all your money on gear, like separating the differences between tags and PTO time from work. Like a lot of stuff people don't think about, a lot of logistics. We bring Dirk Durham, in my opinion, the world's best elk caller. Bring Joel Turner, who teaches shot IQ and can control shooting processes so you don't have target panic. We bring Jared Lyle, CEO of Huntingful, so you can create a hunt portfolio, a plan for tags to get, you know, quick, mid-range, and long-term planning. And also we bring in Iron Will Bill from Iron Will Outfitters to geek out on archery setups and tuning and broadheads and spines and all that kind of stuff. So, and then a bunch of more guys are coming. We don't have time to talk about it, but it's awesome.
Super cool. Now, and then is there a fitness component, I'd imagine?
Yeah, slight fitness component. We're not doing thrusters and pull-ups all weekend, but we will spend some time going over fitness, mainly fitness that you can do at home or fitness you can do in a garage gym or even your body weight, but things for you to incorporate so that you're moving the needle in the right direction every day, regardless of your equipment, regardless of your budget. And I probably do a little bit of that fitness stuff.
Oh, you've seen the gym before?
Yeah, a little bit. Kind of a strength and conditioning coach. Not really, not a big deal, but I'm kind of a strength and conditioning coach. So I will see to it that you have a plan.
So, I mean, like, just knowing you, and I love this about you, and knowing the lineup and I guess the curriculum, it sounds pretty intense, right? Like, I mean, it sounds like a lot. And I mean, it sounds a little bit like it could be intimidating. Should a person be intimidated? Or is getting out of your comfort zone a little bit a big part of the point of going to the camp?
Yeah, I mean, let's be real. You should be slightly intimidated, but at the same time, it's not going to compare to a 700-pound, six-point bull elk drooling, peeing on himself, and screaming down your face at 20 yards, and you black out. So, like, that's the experience I want everyone to get, and in order to do that, we got to do things proper. And like I said, having a perfect plan for yourself and individualized will help, you know, mitigate that. I don't think there's anything to be scared of. If you like to grow, if you like to make yourself better and you like personal development and you love hunting, this camp is for you.
No, I like that. I mean, and is there anything outside of what you just said, like maybe a mindset that you like people to come with?
Yeah, don't show up acting like you know it all, and don't show up acting like you know nothing. You bring more to the table than you know, and we will kind of recognize where you're at in your journey and try to basically personalize your educational experience throughout the weekend so that you're left with a really solid plan going into 2022 to just get an elk tag and to get a plan and how to do all the according, like e-scouting and planning for the hunt and the 24-hour drive. And I mean, there's so much to elk hunting. That's why it's so intimidating. And I want to minimize that barrier of entry.
I like it. I like it. And I also like how, because like, you know, you sign up for a class, you might be like, oh man, maybe I'm not that great at calling, you know, like, you know, this another person at the class might be better at calling than I am. Like, am I going to hold the class back, you know, or should I sign up? But like you said, it's customized to that person so they can grow in the areas that they need to grow in. So I like that a lot. You got a big success story that you've had, like from one of the participants that, you know, either was just like super cool or, you know, warms your heart or was really rewarding for you to hear that story?
Yeah, so we've done 4 years of elk shape camps and anywhere from 5 to 7 camps a year. So my email inbox is the most robust this time of year of the success stories coming in. And to me, success stories aren't just look at this bull on the ground. To me, the success stories are because of the elk hunting goal I had, I lost 60 pounds. I started communicating better with my wife. My marriage has improved. Like my job, my career, like all the things in life are getting better just because they have this gift of elk hunting. So I'd probably be lying if I said I didn't get an email a day for the last 60 days of people just incorporating elk hunting and making their life better because of it.
Unbelievable. Yeah, I mean, it's like elk hunting is like kind of like at the core, but there's so many spider web things that get impacted that are slash even maybe, I don't know, I guess it's all interconnected, right? It's all connected. But no, I like that a lot. So speaking of the camps, right, you do multiple camps, but February 4 through 6, we're going to be hosting one here at Vortex. So number one, I think there might be a handful of slots left for that. So let's fill that up. Home state, you know, hometown crew here, let's fill that camp up because I think it's going to be awesome. It's going to be here at Vortex, and we're really going to like that. What are some other spots if a person's like, oh, man, like, I don't think I can get to Wisconsin those dates. What you got some others in the lineup you can talk about?
Yeah, so if you are thinking about Wisconsin, I would jump on the registration, go to elkshape.com, get signed up. There's only 15 spots left. That camp's going to sell out, like, the fastest of them all. Mm-hmm. Next, we head to Utah, Salt Lake City, Baku Archery Center, February 24th through the 27th. Then we're coming out west to Oregon, the Bow Rack, the infamous Bow Rack. We're going to be working with Wayne Endicott March 18th through the 20th. And then the last camp this year is in Texas, right outside of Austin, April 8th through the 10th. The reason why we do them early in the year is so you have time to get ready for elk season because there's things for you to do and execute your blueprint.
I like it. And yeah, that Wisconsin one, man. Wisconsin travels well when it comes to Western hunting. I mean, a lot of the Western hunting I've done as of late, I feel like I run into more Wisconsin guys than anybody else. So like you said, I think that one's going to fill fast. We're super excited about having it here and having people come visit and having you and your team here. And I think it's going to be awesome, Dan. On the front end of this, we talked about all the really cool content that you're cranking out with the podcast, the videos and things like that. Where can people find and access that content as well as some additional information on the Elk Shape camps?
So yeah, elkshape.com for all things podcasts, articles, blogs, and registration for camp store. YouTube, we are aggressive. We put out two polished videos a week under the Elk Shape YouTube channel. We do a podcast one episode a week. I also have the elkcollective.com, which is online elk hunting edumacation. But man, we're always hustling and just working hard, and appreciate you guys letting us come on here and share about the Elk Shape Camp.
Awesome, man. No, Dan, thank you so much for joining us today, talking about the camps. Thanks for being you and all the great stuff that you're doing. If you are interested in becoming a better elk hunter or just developing yourself as a human being, look into one of these Elk Shape camps. And, yeah, just get after it. Right, Dan?
I'll see you there, Mark. You're going.
Oh, great. Now I'm pot committed. All right. We'll see you there. Thanks, Dan.